welcome to the Saving Castles podcast, the sanctuary for castle devotees and medieval history enthusiasts. Prepare to embark on a thrilling voyage through time as we unveil enthralling history and legend. From ancient folklore to cutting-edge restoration, we've got it all covered. So grab your headphones and let's dive right in.
In the shadowy corridors of history, where the lines between myth and reality blur, there lies the enigmatic tale of the Order of St. Lazarus, a chivalric order as shrouded in mystery as it is steeped in the lore of medieval Christendom. Born out of the crucible of the Crusades, amidst the fervent zeal of knights and kings vying for the Holy Land, this order carved a niche unlike any other, merging the might of the sword with the mercy of the cloak in an era when such duality was as rare as it was revered. The Order of St. Lazarus emerged in the 12th century, a time when Europe was awash with the fervor of religious wars and the Holy Land was a chessboard of spiritual and military conquests. Amidst this tumult, the Lazarites, as they came to be known, founded their mission on the outskirts of Jerusalem, not with the primary aim of clashing swords with the Saracens, but to extend a hand of mercy to those struck down by the scourge of leprosy. This disease, feared and misunderstood, rendered its sufferers pariahs, exiled from society, and condemned to a life of isolation and despair. In this setting, the Order of St. Lazarus arose as a beacon of hope, dedicating themselves to the care of these outcasts, embodying the Christian ideals of charity and compassion in an age often defined by brutality and bloodshed. Yet, to think of the Lazarites merely as pious healers would be to overlook the complexity of their character and mission. They were, indeed, knights, bound by the same vows of chivalry that guided the Templars and the Hospitallers, their brethren in arms. They donned their armor and raised their banners in defense of the Christian realms, standing guard over the sick and the suffering with the same fervor with which they defended the faith. Their dual existence was a testament to the multifaceted nature of the medieval knight, at once a fierce warrior and a gentle guardian, a protector of the realm and a caretaker of the soul. As the order grew, so too did its legend. The Lazarites established their presence not only in the Levant, but also across the breadth of Europe, from the sun-kissed shores of Italy to the mist-shrouded lands of England and Scotland. Each commandery, each hospital they built, was a stone in the edifice of their mission, a physical manifestation of their commitment to the sick and a symbol of their indomitable spirit. The support they garnered from European monarchies and the papacy alike was not merely a reflection of their spiritual and charitable endeavors, but also an acknowledgement of their role as a stabilizing force in the tumult that was the landscape of medieval politics. Yet, for all their deeds and accolades, the Order of St. Lazarus remains veiled in mystery, the very nature of their mission, tending to those afflicted with a disease that was both feared and stigmatized, set them apart from their contemporaries. Leprosy, seen as a divine punishment for sin, rendered its victims living ghosts, yet the Lazarites saw in them the face of Christ, serving them with a devotion that went beyond mere duty. This choice, to embrace the outcast, to find nobility in service, imbued the order with an order of mystique, a group of men who walk the line between heaven and earth, between the valor of the knight and the virtue of the saint. As we peel back the layers of time, the story of the Order of St. Lazarus beckons us into a world where the clash of swords echoes alongside the prayers for the sick, where the chivalric code is writ not just in the heat of battle, but in the warmth of compassion. Their legacy, a tapestry of valor and virtue, challenges us to look beyond the legends to uncover the truth of these mysterious knights. Were they warriors first, their deeds on the battlefield overshadowing their charitable works? Or were their acts of mercy, their unwavering commitment to the leprous and the lost, the true measure of their chivalry? As we embark on this journey through the annals of history, Let us seek the answers, delving deep into the heart of the Order of St. Lazarus, to reveal the essence of their mission and the spirit of their legacy. For in their story lies not just the history of a medieval order, but a reflection on the enduring questions of duty, faith, and compassion that continues to resonate through the ages. In the heart of the medieval world, where the sacred and the profane danced in a delicate balance, the Order of St. Lazarus carved out a niche that was as enigmatic as it was edifying. These knights, cloaked in the mantle of compassion and armed with the resolve of warriors, lived a life of profound duality. Their existence was a testament to the indomitable spirit of man, striving to embody the highest ideals of chivalry and charity in an era often darkened by strife and suffering. The Lazarites, as they were known, stood at the crossroads of two worlds. On one hand, they were warriors of Christendom, pledged to defend the faith and the faithful. Their swords were raised not for glory or for conquest, but in service to a higher calling, to protect the pilgrims journeying through the treacherous paths of the Holy Land, and to stand as bulwarks against the encroaching shadows. On the other hand, they were the gentle caretakers of the leprous, those afflicted by a malady that was as much a physical ailment as it was a social exile. In the leprosarium, the knight shed his armor for the apron, trading the lance for the ladle, ministering to those whom society had forsaken with a tenderness that belied their martial prowess. This duality was not a mere juxtaposition of roles, but a fusion of identities, creating a knight unlike any other, a warrior healer whose battlefield was as much the infirmary as it was the rampart. The Lazarites' unique vocation drew them into a realm where the boundaries between life and death, health and sickness, were blurred, where they grappled not only with the foes without, but also with the plight of those within. The life of a Lazarite knight was one of constant vigilance, a delicate balancing act that required them to navigate the complexities of their dual mission with grace and fortitude. By day, they might ride out to confront marauding bands, their banners fluttering in the desert wind, a stark reminder of their vow to defend the helpless. By night, they would return to their charge, to the quiet halls where the leprous awaited their return, their presence a comfort to the afflicted, a beacon of hope in the darkness of despair. This juxtaposition of roles imbued the Lazarites with a profound sense of purpose and a deep understanding of the human condition. They witnessed firsthand the ravages of disease and the horrors of war, experiences that forged them into men of unparalleled compassion and unyielding resolve. Theirs was a life marked by sacrifices, by the blood spilled in defense of the innocent and the tears shed in solace of the suffering. Yet, through it all, they remained steadfast, guided by a belief in the redemptive power of service and the sanctity of their sacred charge. The ethos of the Order of St. Lazarus was rooted in the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and charity, virtues that were manifested in every aspect of their existence. The knights took great pride in their mission, seeing themselves as the living embodiment of Christ's teachings, as shepherds tending to their flock amidst the wolves of disease and desolation. They were a bridge between the divine and the earthly, a reminder of the possibility of grace in a world often bereft of mercy. As we delve deeper into the lives of these remarkable men, we uncover a legacy that transcends the mere annals of history. The story of the Lazarite Knights challenges us to reflect on the nature of true heroism, on the strength required to face the darkness, not with the sword alone, but with the light of compassion. In their dual life, they embody the essence of the medieval knight, a warrior not only of battle but of the human spirit, fighting a war that was as much about healing as it was about conquest. Their tale is a poignant reminder of the complexities of the human heart, of the capacity for kindness in the midst of cruelty, of hope in the face of despair. In the saga of the Order of St. Lazarus, we find not just the history of a chivalric order, but a meditation on the enduring quest for meaning and the indomitable will to make a difference in the world, no matter the cost. As the dawn of the 12th century gave way to the noon of medieval Europe, the Order of St. Lazarus, born in the crucible of the Holy Land amidst the tumult of the Crusades, began a remarkable journey of expansion that would see its influence spread across the continent like the first light of dawn. This was a period of profound transformation, where the ideals of chivalry and charity, once confined to the arid landscapes of Jerusalem, found new soil in the verdant fields of Europe. It was here, far from the battle-scarred realms of their inception, that the Lazarites would weave themselves into the fabric of medieval society, becoming an indelible part of its spiritual and social tapestry. The expansion of the Order of St. Lazarus across Europe was not merely a geographical conquest, but a spiritual odyssey, a testament to their unyielding commitment to their dual mission of martial valor and compassionate care. From the rolling hills of France to the rugged coasts of Scotland, from the sun-drenched plains of Italy to the shadowed forests of Germany, the Lazarites established their commanderies and hospitals, bastions of hope and healing in a world rife with suffering and strife. This era of expansion was marked by a remarkable synthesis of military prowess and medical innovation. The Lazarites, in their quest to serve the leprous and the poor, became pioneers in the field of medieval medicine. Their hospitals, sanctuaries of healing, where the knowledge of the East met the wisdom of the West. Each commandery was a beacon of enlightenment, a place where the sick could find solace and the weary rest, under the watchful eyes of knights who had sworn their lives to the service of the most vulnerable. Yet, the growth of the order was not fueled by ambition alone, but by the patronage of kings and queens, popes and princes, who saw in the Lazarites a reflection of their own aspirations towards piety and magnanimity. Royal charters and papal bulls granted the order lands and privileges, weaving their destiny into the very heart of the political and spiritual life of Europe. The Lazarites, in turn, became key players in the complex tapestry of medieval diplomacy, their commanderies not just centers of care, but hubs of cultural and intellectual exchange. The story of the Lazarites' expansion is a saga of resilience and adaptability. As they spread their wings across Europe, they encountered a world in flux, a society grappling with the challenges of war, disease, and social upheaval. In this turbulent landscape, the Order of St. Lazarus stood as a pillar of stability, their presence a testament to the enduring power of faith and the unassailable spirit of human compassion. They navigated the shifting tides of fortune with a steadfastness that earned them the respect and admiration of friend and foe alike. But this expansion was not without its trials. The Lazarites faced the skepticism of those who questioned the compatibility of their martial and medical vocations, the rivalry of other orders jealous of their growing influence, and the ever-present shadow of leprosy, a disease that continued to inspire fear and loathing. Yet in every challenge, they saw an opportunity to reaffirm their commitment to their core principles, to demonstrate the strength of their convictions and the depth of their dedication. We are invited to reflect on the remarkable journey of the Order of St. Lazarus, a journey that took them from the desolate leper colonies of the Holy Land to the heart of European Christendom. It is a tale of transformation, of how a band of knightly healers transcended their origins to become a symbol of hope and humanity in a world often bereft of both. In the tapestry of medieval society, where every thread was imbued with the hues of faith, warfare, and the quest for salvation, the Order of St. Lazarus emerged as a singular strand, weaving together the disparate colors of chivalry and charity into a pattern as complex as it was compelling. This unique fusion of the knightly and the compassionate placed the order at the heart of the medieval world, not just as defenders of the faith or caretakers of the afflicted, but as pivotal players in the grand drama of history, shaping and being shaped by the currents of their time. The role of the Order of St. Lazarus in medieval society was multifaceted, reflecting the multifarious challenges and opportunities of an era marked by profound contradictions. On one hand, Europe was a continent in turmoil, torn by conflict, riven by political strife, and haunted by the specter of disease. On the other, it was a crucible of innovation, a place where the seeds of modernity were being sown in the fertile soil of the Middle Ages. Into this world, the Lazarites stepped with a mission that transcended the mere martial or the purely medicinal. They embarked on a quest to embody the ideal of the Christian knight, one who wielded the sword with as much skill as he administered the salve. The Order's influence extended beyond the battlements of the Holy Land or the walls of their leprosariums. They became integral to the very fabric of medieval society, serving as a bridge between the high-born and the lowly, the healthy and the sick, the powerful and the powerless. Their commanderies became centers of spiritual and social life, places where the noble ideals of the age of faith were put into practice, where the sick were treated with dignity and the poor with generosity. This dual role of warrior and healer endowed the Lazarites with a unique authority and respect, allowing them to navigate the complex social hierarchies of the time with ease. Kings and queens, bishops and barons, all looked to the Order not just for spiritual guidance or military aid, but for their expertise in the care of the leprous, a service that, in an age when disease was both a physical affliction and a moral stigma, was invaluable. The Lazarites, in turn, leveraged their position to advocate for those in their care, challenging prevailing prejudices, and working to integrate the leprous into society, rather than sequester them in isolation. Yet, their role was not without its challenges. The very nature of their mission, straddling the worlds of chivalry and charity, often placed them at the center of ecclesiastical and secular debates about the nature of knighthood, the responsibilities of Christian charity, and the proper care of the sick. The Lazarites navigated these debates with a combination of diplomatic acumen and steadfast commitment to their founding principles, reinforcing their reputation as a force for good in an often uncertain world. Their impact on medieval society was profound, not just in terms of the lives they touched directly through their care of the leprous and their participation in the defense of Christendom, but in the example they set up a life lived in service to a higher cause. In an age characterized by its rigid social structures and its often stark delineations between the sacred and the secular, the Order of St. Lazarus stood as a testament to the possibility of a different way of being, one that bridged divides and brought together the disparate elements of medieval life in a harmonious whole. We are invited to consider the ways in which their legacy speaks to us across the centuries, offering a vision of a world in which courage and compassion are not seen as opposites but as complementary forces, capable of transforming not just individual lives but the very contours of history itself. As the golden hues of the medieval age began to dim, giving way to the dawning light of the Renaissance, the Order of St. Lazarus found itself at a crossroads, facing the inexorable winds of change that swept across Europe. This period, marked by profound shifts in political, religious, and social paradigms, heralded a time of decline and transformation for the Order, challenging its very existence and forcing a reevaluation of its mission in an evolving world. The decline of the Order of St. Lazarus was not precipitated by a single event, but was the culmination of a series of seasons of seismic shifts that rocked the foundations of medieval society. The fall of the Crusader states, which had provided the context for the Order's initial mission, severed the Lazarites from their spiritual and territorial heartland, leaving them adrift in a Europe that was rapidly outgrowing the chivalric ideals of the past. The discovery of new treatments for leprosy, coupled with changes in the social and medical understanding of the disease, further marginalized the Order's traditional role as caretakers of the leprous. It rendered their mission less central to the concerns of the day, Moreover, the rise of nation-states and the consolidation of royal power began to erode the influence of chivalric orders, which had thrived in the more fragmented political landscape of the High Middle Ages. Kings and emperors, eager to assert their authority, viewed the independent military and financial power of orders like the Lazarites with suspicion, leading to increased regulation and, in some cases, suppression. Yet it was the spiritual upheaval of the Reformation that posed perhaps the greatest challenge to the order. As Europe was torn asunder by religious conflict, the unified Christendom that had provided the ideological underpinning for the order's mission fractured, leaving the Lazarites in an increasingly precarious position. In this climate of division and doubt, the very ideals of chivalry and charity that had defined the order's identity were called into question, their relevance debated in a world that no longer seemed to have a place for knightly healers. Faced with these challenges, the Order of St. Lazarus underwent a profound transformation, both in structure and in spirit. No longer able to rely on the patronage of crusading monarchs or the need for leprosariums, the Lazarites sought new paths, aligning themselves with other chivalric orders and the burgeoning hospitals that began to take over the care of the sick. They adapted their mission to the changing times, focusing on charitable works that transcended the specific care of leprosy patients, seeking to embody the spirit of their founding ideals in a world that had changed beyond recognition. This period of decline and transformation was not merely a time of loss for the order, but also an opportunity for renewal. As they navigated the troubled waters of the 16th and 17th centuries, the Lazarites demonstrated a remarkable resilience, reinventing themselves in response to the needs of the day while remaining true to the core principles of their foundation. They became a symbol of the enduring power of faith and service, a bridge between the medieval and modern worlds, carrying the legacy of the past into the future. In the labyrinthine corridors of history, where the echoes of the past meet the whispers of the present, the Order of St. Lazarus stands as a sentinel at the crossroads of time, emerging from the crucible of the Crusades, transformed by the trials of the medieval world. The Order now faces the scrutiny of the modern age, its legacy a tapestry interwoven with threads of valor, virtue, and controversy. As centuries have passed, the Lazarites have evolved, their ancient mission of chivalry and charity adapting to the changing tides of history. Yet, with this evolution has come a complex web of modern challenges and debates, casting a shadow over their storied past and raising questions about their place in today's world. The modern legacy of the Order of St. Lazarus is as rich and multifaceted as its history. In the contemporary era, the Order has sought to redefine its mission, focusing on charitable endeavors that echo its medieval commitment to the care of the sick and the needy. These modern knights, heirs to a tradition of service that spans centuries, dedicate themselves to humanitarian causes, striving to bring light to the darkest corners of our world. Their efforts, spanning the globe, aim to address the plights of poverty, disease, and injustice, embodying the timeless values of the Order in a world far removed from the battlefields of the Holy Land or the leper colonies of medieval Europe. Yet the path of the Lazarites in the modern age is not without its obstacles. The very essence of the Order, a relic of an age where chivalry and knighthood were the highest ideals, finds itself at odds with the pragmatic cynicism of the 21st century. The question of legitimacy, of the unbroken lineage from the knights of old to the philanthropists today, hangs like a sword of Damocles over the Order, sparking debates among historians, scholars, and members alike. Controversies surrounding the authenticity of its claims and the validity of its noble titles have led to divisions within the Order, splintering its unity and challenging its identity. Furthermore, the modern Lazarites must navigate the treacherous waters of a world where the very concept of a chivalric order seems an anachronism, a relic of a bygone era. In an age skeptical of authority and tradition, the Order's attempts to maintain its historical rituals, titles, and insignia are viewed by some as quaint curiosities, by others as stubborn anachronisms. The balancing act between preserving the rich heritage of the Order and adapting to the expectations of the modern world is a delicate one, fraught with the risk of alienating both its traditional base and potential new supporters. Despite these challenges, the modern Order of St. Lazarus remains a testament to the enduring appeal of its foundational principles. The Knights of today, much like their predecessors, are driven by a profound sense of duty, a commitment to serve those in need, and a desire to uphold the ideals of chivalry in an increasingly indifferent world. They stand as living bridges between past and present, carrying forward the legacy of the Lazarites into the new millennium. The story of the Order's journey through the centuries, its struggles and its triumphs, challenges us to consider the ways in which the values of the past can illuminate the path to the future. In the saga of the Lazarites, we find not just a historical curiosity, but a vibrant, living tradition that continues to inspire, to challenge, and to serve, a beacon of hope in a world that perhaps now more than ever is in need of its guiding light. In the shadowed realms of legend and lore, where history and myth intertwine like the threads of a medieval tapestry, the Order of St. Lazarus occupies a place of enigmatic allure. This ancient brotherhood, born amid the fervor of the Crusades and nurtured in the crucible of medieval chivalry and charity, has transcended the boundaries of mere historical fact to become a symbol of intrigue and mystery in the collective imagination. As centuries have passed, the Lazarites have not only left their mark on the annals of history, but have also woven themselves into the fabric of popular culture and myth, where their legacy is both celebrated and shrouded in mystique. The portrayal of the Order in literature, film, and folklore speaks to the enduring fascination with the Knights of St. Lazarus, their mission, and their mystic aura. Novelists and screenwriters, drawn to the rich tapestry of their story, have often depicted the Lazarites as guardians of ancient secrets, as noble warriors battling the forces of darkness, or as compassionate healers serving society's outcasts. These portrayals, while varying in accuracy and intent, underscore the complex character of the Order, a blend of martial valor and selfless charity, of historical reality and mythic ideal. This intersection of fact and fiction, of history and imagination, serves to amplify the mystique of the Order, casting it as a protagonist in a larger narrative that transcends time and place. In the realm of popular culture, the Lazarites are often imbued with qualities that reflect contemporary quests for heroism, spirituality, and meaning, making them relevant to audiences far removed from the medieval world. Their depiction in these stories and images not only introduces the Order to a wider public, but also invites reflection on the timeless themes of sacrifice, service, and the search for transcendence. Yet, this fascination with the Order of St. Lazarus in popular culture is not without its challenges. The blending of historical fact with fictional embellishment can obscure the true nature of the Order's mission and legacy, leading to misconceptions and anachronisms that detract from the richness of its history. The romanticized image of the knightly healer, while appealing, can oversimplify the complex realities faced by the Lazarites, reducing their multifaceted story to mere caricature. Despite these pitfalls, the portrayal of the Order in popular culture and myth offers a valuable opportunity to engage with the past in a way that is both informative and inspiring. It invites us to explore the deeper truths embedded in the legends, to seek out the historical Lazarites behind the mythic veneers, and to appreciate the ways in which their legacy continues to resonate in the modern world. In the stories told about the Order, we find not just entertainment, but also a mirror reflecting our own search for meaning, for connection to a past that, though shrouded in mystery, speaks to the universal human experiences of struggle, hope, and the desire to make a difference. As we stand at the threshold of understanding, gazing back across the vast expanse of history, the Order of St. Lazarus beckons us from the mists of time, a phantasm of chivalry and charity that has endured the vicissitudes of centuries. This journey through the annals of the Lazarites, from their inception in the crucible of the Crusades to their manifestation in the modern world, reveals a saga not just of knights and lepers, but of humanity's enduring quest for meaning, for purpose, and for transcendence. In the shadow of Jerusalem's walls, amidst the blood-soaked battlefields of the Holy Land, the Lazarites carved out a mission that transcended the mere conquest of territories. They sought to conquer despair, to battle the isolation of the leprous, and to provide a beacon of hope in a world darkened by suffering and strife. This dual legacy, forged in the fires of faith and tempered by the hands of healing, challenges us to look beyond the simplistic narratives of history, to uncover the deeper truths that lie beneath the surface. As we unveil the truth of the Order of St. Lazarus, we are reminded that history is not merely a record of past events, but a living narrative that continues to shape the present and the future. The legacy of the Lazarites, with its blend of myth and reality, of heroism and humanity, invites us to reflect on the enduring values that define us as individuals and as a society. In their story, we find not just the echoes of a bygone era, but a call to action, a challenge to live lives of purpose, compassion, and courage in a world that is in dire need of such virtue. Thank you for joining us on this enchanting journey through medieval history. While our weekly episodes will continue to captivate your imagination, there's an exclusive treasure trove for subscribers, a secret vault of bonus episodes filled with extra tales and deep dives into the subjects we cover. Your curiosity fuels our mission, and we're truly thankful for your support. Until we meet again among stone walls and towering turrets, keep that torch of curiosity burning bright. Thank you for listening.